Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Ajaret, Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Alamis Bay and Logtigbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy. Promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings life, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God shine his face upon you. May he lift you up and give you peace. May he, well, all I can say is God is with you. God is with you. Now, have you ever wondered what your hoodoo needs in order to grow stronger? Do you look on yourself as a weakling, a child seeking the way to real happiness? Have you ever thought that I can be strong, I can be prosperous, I can be healthy? Then come to the Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Learn about Hoodoo Lamps, why and how they work, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Central. That's Hoodoo Lamps, why and how to work them. Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Central. Now, hold on. It's a special notice. There is no cover charge for this event. You heard it right. No cover charge. This is free, gratis, pas de prix. So just come to what? The Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Central Time. To register, go to papasay@mail.com. That's P-A-P-A-C-E at mail, M-A-I-L.com, and say, I want to work Hoodoo Lamps. Now, all that come will receive a free gift just to show my appreciation. That's the Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Central. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Well, I hope you have got that. And to all of you, well, I want to say one thing. We are trying to teach you how to make money. We are trying to teach, well, to show you, to teach you to make money. And we just got two more, really, well, there are just two more sessions of the Money Code, two more. And this is it. This is it. But we are just trying to teach you how to make money. And with it, there is law. There is law. And the law is very explicit. The law is ever present. How does the law figure in the code? You ever wonder that? Well, now you will see. Now you will see that law is in that code. It's in the code. Now, to have it, you have to be very, very, very sure that you want. That you want to be a billionaire. That's right. You want to be a billionaire with it. Now, the code is, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In toil thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, that's Genesis 3 and 17. Now, decode it means, blessed is he that discerneth secrets. All right. American lawyer Rufus King said the law established by the Creator, which has existed from the beginning, extends over the whole globe, is everywhere, and at all times binding upon humankind. Natural law, or the law of nature, is a system of law determined by God. Law stands for order. Laws govern everything on earth. They govern everything in the universe. The law of gravity will work on every single human every single time. Now, those who refuse to obey the law of gravity will perish. People with a financial lack require order in their lives. Therefore, Proverbs 1 and 8 and Psalms 1 through 3 teaches following certain laws will lead to advancement and success in life. Now, many have heard the common saying, what goes around comes around. This law is also known as the iron law of human destiny because it is so profound and powerful. Isaac Newton called it the law of attraction and reaction. He said, to every action, there is always an equal and opposite reaction. This universal and ineffable law of justice holds everyone responsible for his or her action. Now, the Tanakh says in Psalms 62 and 12, also to you, Adonai, belongs grace, for you reward all as their deeds deserve. All actions have consequences, as do all inactions. Distilled down to the simple possible terms, this law states that for every effect in one's life, there is a specific cause. Now, the Talmud says that God gave Noah and all his descendants seven universal laws to obey. Seven laws. In Judaism, the seven laws of Noah are called the Noahide laws, N-O-A-H-I-D-E laws. Now, these laws are to be followed by all non-Jews if they are to be blessed. The Tanakh says in Proverbs 29 and 18, blessed is he who keeps the law. Not much is expected of those who are in poverty due to the fact that they do not have the knowledge of the Noahide laws. But Tanakh says in Jeremiah 5 and 3, what can we expect from the poor? They are ignorant. They don't know the laws of the Lord. they don't understand God's law. And in Proverbs 13 and 18, poverty and shame are for him who won't be taught, but he who heeds reproof shall be honored. According to Judaism, any non-Jew who refers to these laws is regarded as, now I'll tell you something, this is something, a righteous Gentile. Adherents are often called Benai Noach, Benai Noach, the children of Noah, or Noahites, and may be found in Jewish synagogues. Now Rabbi Shmuley Boutique says, the Jews have the 13 commandments of the Torah to observe. Non-Jews have the Noahide commandments, including within which are prohibitions against idolatry, theft, murder, and incest, cruelty to animals, blasphemy, and responsibility to establish and maintain courts of justice in a just society. Wealth and peace are two of the rewards granted for obeying laws. Now, you find that in Isaiah, in Leviticus 26, 3 through 11, and Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 15. Now, the laws have principles behind them that need to be understood. The first law is to acknowledge that there is only one God who is infinite and supreme above all things. The second law is to respect God, as frustrated as you may feel due to your life circumstances. Do not vent that frustration by cursing God and unnecessarily uttering his name in vain. The Talmud says the unnecessary utterance of the divine name leads to poverty. Now, Proverbs 19:3 says, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness, and then are angry at the Lord. The third law is to respect human life. The fourth law is to respect the institution of marriage. Marriage of a man and a woman is a reflection of the oneness of God. Disloyalty in marriage destroys oneness. The fifth law is to respect the right and property of others. Be honest in all your business dealings. The sixth law is to respect God's creation. After the great flood, man was permitted to consume meat, but with the following warning: do not cause unnecessary suffering to any creature. The seventh law is to maintain justice. Justice is God's business, but we are given the charge to lay down necessary laws and enforce them whenever we can. Non-Jews or non-religious people will benefit from following the Noahide laws, as well as some of the 613 mitzvahs associated with business and work. Religious Jews understand the importance of honesty in business matters. The Orthodox Jewish Bible says, wealth gotten by honesty shall be diminished, but he that gathereth incrementally shall have an increment. Now that's found in Proverbs 13 and 11. Deal honestly with clients or customers. Treat employees on time. One of the 613 mitzvah is not to delay payment of wages past the agreed time. Now that's in Leviticus 19:13. The Tanakh says things go well with the person who is merciful and lends, who conducts his affairs with fairness. Okay, now that's Psalms 112:5. There are some who acquire great wealth through dishonest means, such as fraud. Now, Proverbs 11:18 says, evil people get rich for a moment, but the reward of the godly will last forever. Enduring wealth can be only be acquired through working honestly and not hurting others. The Tanakh says in Proverbs 20 and 17, food obtained by fraud may taste good, but later the mouth is full of gravel. Many cases have been reported in the news exposing very wealthy individuals and companies dealing dishonestly and their downfall. Proverbs 10 and 2 says, tainted wealth has no lasting value. Now, greed leads to poverty. The Tanakh says in Proverbs 20 and 28, greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. Greed inclines people to act impulsively in hopes of gaining more. The Tanakh warns in Proverbs 13 and 1, wealth gotten by worthless means dwindles away, but he who amasses it by hard work will increase it. A primary mitzvah, that's a commandment, that religious Jews obey is to rest from any work on the Shabbat. Now that's Exodus 23 and 12. Now, religious Jews start their Shabbat ritual by placing several coins in a charity box. The woman of the house lights two Shabbat candles before sunset, representing the two commandments, Zachor, remember, and Shamor, remember, observe. They extend the hands over the candles, draw them inward three times in a circular motion, then cover their eyes and say the following blessing. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to light the light of Shabbat. Then, while their eyes are still covered, Jews tend to pray for their desires. This ritual performed by the woman of the house officially marks the beginning of the Sabbath. Until marriage, women and girls light one candle. After marriage, women light two candles. You got that? Now, Judaism has had a strong influence on your life. He strictly observes the Shabbat, spending 3 hours every Saturday in prayer. Now, that's Ronald Perelman, okay? And Ronald Perelman has $12 billion, okay? Non-Jews will greatly benefit from observing the Sabbath, although they are not obligated to follow the same strict ritual as the Jews. Humans need rest for every 6 days of work. A complete day of rest regenerates the body and mind, preparing a person for another 6 days of work. The rabbis have prohibited travel, buying and selling, and other weekday work tasks, which would interfere with the spirit of Shabbat. The Tanakh says in Isaiah 53 and 2, blessed are those who honor my Shabbat days of rest and keep themselves from wrong. The Talmud explains that the wealthy merit their wealth because they honor the Sabbath. The Talmud teaches that both hard workers and lazy workers profit if they work all week yet do not work on Shabbat. However, there are also hard workers as well as lazy workers who get deprived due to working on Shabbat. Now, on Shabbat, working on Shabbat will not benefit a person. Rabbi Taklifa said, all of a person's income is determined from him yearly. The sages tell us that wealth is among the things decreed by fate or by natural design. This means that no person will ever make himself wealthier by working on Shabbat. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you, to take action, step number one, okay, step number one, obey the Noahide laws. Obey the Noahide laws. You can find them at www.noahide, NOAHIDE.org. And step two is, it's like it, but it's, you need it. It is obey the Torah's business laws. Now you can find that at www.jewfaq.org and just take it just, well, /613.htm. Now, when you obey the laws, you put yourself right in line with getting what the laws say. You see, most of you, most people do not obey the Noahide laws. They don't, which is one law in particular, one law, the first one, which is the Shabbat. Now, the Sabbath was decreed and given by God. Yes, it was. It was decreed and given by God in Genesis chapter 1. It is the first law, which we should obey. And just by taking that one day off, that one day, you will be, oh, I'm telling you, you will feel better, you'll have more, you'll do better just by taking that one day off. And Jews, when we do it, when we do it, that day is a rest from all labors. It's a rest from all labors. We don't even try to get money on that day. We don't even try to pay anything now on that day. We don't try to even go anywhere where money has a problem with it. That is the Shabbat. And the Shabbat is Saturday. It starts when? Friday night and goes to Saturday night. So if you could, now most of you can do it. Yeah, most of you can do it. You can do it. You can take Shabbat off. You can do the Shabbat. All these things, it is just not that. Now, there ain't no laws. Those aren't laws for Jews only. Oh, no. They are for every individual, or Noahide laws. They are for every human being. Every human being. So why don't you do that? Why don't you take the Noahide laws off? Now the 613, well, you can do that. But the Noahide laws are the most important. You cannot do right by God by ignoring the seven Noahide laws. You can't. You are going to have to do them to even be right. Now, most of you, when you miss certain things and things go bad, it is because you have disobeyed the Noahide laws. Yeah, it ain't. It's not. Well, you know, some of you say, I can't do the whole Bible. I cannot do that. That's just too much. Of course you can't. Of course you can't. Because it's for Jews. Yeah, it's for Jews. And for whoever wants to do them. But you can do those seven laws. When you don't do that, you put yourself in turn for destruction. You are making yourself fit to have nothing all of your life. So I would say, obey the Noahide laws. Now, to find out, go to www.noahide.org. HIDE.org. Go there and you can find them out. Now, when you want to find out the Torah's business laws, you go to www.jewfaq.org/613.html. Now, you just keep that, make that a memory of that. Make it something that you know and do. Make it something that you will honestly do, because it is part of what you need for. It is part of what you need to do. And it is one thing. It's one thing. You will be rich. Now, some of you, I've told you today, you will be rich. If you do these laws, you will be rich. There ain't no doubt about it. You will be rich. I've told you how to invest. I've told you all that. But if you do these laws, you will be rich. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. And there ain't no sense in you crying no more. Don't cry anymore about us. Don't cry no more about us Jews. You got, they got money, they do this. I'm telling you something, you have money too. You can be rich too. Yeah, that's right. Don't talk about this. No, no. It's one thing coming up. It's one thing. The Powerball, which is, I think, $900 million. But I tell you something. If you win it, it's good. But if you don't, it's good. It's good. That $900 million is, well, I have to say it. It is a part of money that every individual can really use, But that $900 million, it'll slip through your fingers. It'll go through like a hole in your pocket if you don't obey the law of God. Now, will you do that? Will you promise me that you will do it? Please do. Please do. Now, I don't know if you know it, but my book is out. That's right. The name of my book is Hoodoo Lamps, Why and How They Work. It's out. It's out. Now, I want you to do something. Now, have you ever wondered what your hoodoo needs in order to grow stronger? Do you look on yourself as a weakling, a child seeking the real way to happiness? Have you ever thought, I can be processed, I can be healthy? Then come to the Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Learn about hoodoo lamps, why and how to work them, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. That's hoodoo lamps, why and how to work them. Saturday, January 23rd, 3 p.m. Okay, hold on. Now, there is no cover charge for this event. You heard it right. No cover charge. This is free, gratis, Friday free. Just come. Now, that's the Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Now, go to papasay.com. That's Papa Say. PAPAMAIL, and say, I want to work hoodoo lamps. Now, for all that come, they will receive a free kit just to show my appreciation. Now, that's the Hoodoo Lamp Seminar, Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, I thank you and bless you and keep you. God keep you. And good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.